From Literary Hub, Tove Diddleston, Vanessa Hua, Barry Walters, and more, 20 new books out today. Last week was fiction heavy, and today we have a slew of the other side of the coin. Many nonfiction riches await. Isaac Fitzgerald's study of Johnny Appleseed is available, as well as Barry Walters' comprehensive survey of LGBTQ music over the past 60 years. Essays and histories and memories all abound. In fiction, a new reissue by Elaine Craft is out today, as well as Vanessa Hua's novel, Coyotland. Read on for the full list, and happy Tuesday! Asterisk Isaac Fitzgerald, American Rambler, Walking the Trail of Johnny Appleseed Knopf. I loved this book. Quan Barry Walters, Mighty Real, A History of LGBTQ Music, 1969-2000. Viking uplifting, endlessly entertaining, and informative. Kirkus Elaine Craft, Memory House. Modern library readers will find it an impressive exploration of an artist's inner life. Publishers Weekly. Rick Ross, Renaissance of a Boss, Notes from a Creative Reawakening. Hanover Square Press, a powerful guide, packed with his tools and secrets to staying inspired. From the publisher Bindu Bansanath, Men Like Ours. Bloomsbury Bansanath is a gifted writer of close quarters, revealing in spare prose just how unsightly and how beautiful people can be up close. Brandon Taylor. Joanna Stern, I'm Not a Robot, My Year Using AI to Do Almost Everything. Harper Business, a highly personal portrait of what it feels like to stand on the edge of technological transformation. Kirkus Keith Waldrop, Light While There Is Light, Nab an Instant Eccentric Classic. Jamie Gordon. Guy Cuthbertson, Lady C, The Long, Sensational Life of Lady Chatterley's Lover. Yale University Press. Readers will come away with a greater appreciation for the novel. Publishers Weekly. Uchenna Awoke, A Siege of Owls. Catapult Awoke weaves his immersive and lyrical tale with folklore and vivid scenes of real-world violence. It felt like hanging out with a friend. Ethan Hawke. Vanessa Hua, Coyotland. Flatiron, a tremendous, mesmerizing gift from this one-of-a-kind storyteller. Aro, this one hits hard. Publishers Weekly. H.W. Brands, American Patriarch, The Life of George Washington. Doubleday. Brands documents just how extraordinary and essential George Washington was and remains. Justin Vaughn. Anakira Stinson, Nerve Damage. Knopf. Stinson's voice, her prose, is a feast. It thrives on Kafka's sheer variety. Literary Review. Louise Wallace, Ash Mariner, as poetic as it is experimental. Ash is one woman's bold attempt to create a novel way to talk about the unprecedented. KDE. Devin Johnston, Bright Thorn, Poems 2000-2026. FSG Historical, Philosophical, CL, Osley Observational, and rooted evenly in the deep poetic past and the daily rhythms of American life. These poems open the world to imaginative scrutiny. From the publisher Tove Diddleston, Trans by Sophia Hersey Smith and Jennifer Russell. Wilhelm's Room. FSG Aching and Accomplished, a haunting and deeply felt portrayal of intimate catastrophe. Publishers Weekly. Dimitri Elias Lager, Death of the Soccer God. MCD. Dimitri Elias Lager delivers a radiant, raucous, and unforgettable novel. Rowan Ricardo Phillips. Adrian Goldsworthy, Athens and Sparta, The Rivalry That Shaped Ansi and Greece. Basic Books, a propulsive, large-scale history of ancient Greece, written with an authority to rival Thucydides. Kirkus Sarah Wang, New Skin. Little Brown. Mirthfully and mercilessly abject, New Skin is a page-turner that feels equal parts cinematic romp and serrated analysis of some of the most important issues of our day. Maddie Nelson. Emma Garman, The Kindness of Strangers. Summit Books. Vivid and entertaining, and powered by such a wonderfully dry wit. The Times. I genuinely don't understand how it all works so well. Kaveh Akbar. Maya Hruska, Trans by Sam Taylor. Kafkisk. From Jorge Luis Borges to Primo Levi, 10 writers who translated Kafka and transformed 20th century literature. Echo a thoughtful, digressive, and at times sensuous production.